Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor once again. I will speak on behalf of the Analysis Group for Article 4 extension request to present a report on the extension request of Afghanistan. Please note that in line with the methodology adopted, Afghanistan, who is part of the Analysis Group, was of course excused for the group to prevent a conflict of interest. The report of the group is contained in document CCM/conf/2021/3, and due to the late submission of the report, currently only an advanced copy of this report is available. Allow me to also thank the distinguished representative of Afghanistan for presenting the extension request here today, and as we are all aware, at current stage much remains unclear about the situation and the future of mine action in Afghanistan. However, since it is the mandate of the analysis group to base its work upon the information received in the request and subsequent submissions for clarification by the state party, the report submitted by the group is based on that information and also thus the content of my presentation. Mr. President, Afghanistan signed the Convention on Cluster Munitions on the 3rd of December 2008 and ratified it on the 8th of September 2011. The convention entered into force for Afghanistan on the 1st of March 2012. In its initial transparency report submitted in 2012, Afghanistan reported to have a total of 7.6 square kilometers of cluster munition contaminated area. In its extension request submitted on the 3rd of August 2021, Afghanistan reported that since entry into force, an additional 15.3 square kilometers of contaminated area had been discovered. However, as clearance activities are ongoing, and as also was just presented by the representative of Afghanistan, a total of 16 areas covering 9.9 square kilometers remain to be addressed during the requested extension period. Following the submission of the extension request by Afghanistan, the analysis group requested additional information to facilitate further consideration of the request. And on the 10th of August 2021, Afghanistan submitted a revised extension request, as well as detailed responses to the questions posed by the analysis group. On the 11th of August, the analysis group considered the revised extension request and supplementary information provided by Afghanistan. And once again, all these submissions were made available on the website of the convention. Turning to the report, Mr. President. In its report, the analysis group noted with disappointment the need for a submission of an extension request by Afghanistan, as it had previously consistently reported of being on track to fulfill its obligation under Article 4 of the Convention by its initial deadline of the 1st of March 2022. However, the group also commends Afghanistan for its prompt notification of the need to request the deadline extension when previous unknown cluster munition contaminated areas were discovered. The analysis group also commends Afghanistan for the high quality extension request and detailed responses to the questions posed by the group. The group notes that the work plan presented by Afghanistan is feasible and can be easily monitored by state parties. The analysis group notes with appreciation that Afghanistan has provided information to demonstrate that methodologies utilized are in compliance with the international standards, including the latest IMS. The group further acknowledges that Afghanistan has continued to support cluster munition victims in accordance with Article 5 of the Convention to provide explosive ordnance risk education to affected populations and groups and to mark contaminated areas to prevent further casualties. The analysis group acknowledges that while equal participation remains a momentous challenge in Afghanistan's National Mine Action Program, Afghanistan has demonstrated tangible commitment to build on its experience of mainstreaming gender and diversity in all its mine action planners. Mr. President, in recommending to grant the 4-year extension to Afghanistan, the analysis group notes that the convention would benefit from Afghanistan reporting annually through its Article 7 report and at the meeting of states parties or review conferences on the following. First, progress made on the implementation of the work plan provided in its extension request. Second, updated information on the remaining contamination after further surveys or resurveys have been conducted, and an updated work plan based on new information gathered. Third, updated information related to previously inaccessible cluster munition contaminated areas or surveyed areas once these become accessible. Fourth, updated information on its funding situation, including finances received from its main donor, and whether further resource mobilization would be necessary for any aspect of its cluster munition clearance operations. And finally, other relevant information. In addition, allow me to highlight the importance of Afghanistan reporting to state parties as noted above, and keeping them regularly apprised of other pertinent developments in the country. Mr. President, as this is the last time I take the floor on behalf of the analysis group, allow me to take this opportunity to thank ICBL-CMC, the ICRC, the GICHD, and Mine Action Review for their support to the group during the past 2 years. Finally, allow me to also thank the ISU, and particularly Sheila and her team, as well as you, Mr. President, for your support in the past 2 years. Thank you, Mr. President.